charges. Charles Blake's homosexual extravaganza over there on Crenshaw Boulevard, not too far from where I live. A lot of men, you know, it looks like the fashion plate on Sunday morning. Whole bunch of single women there dressing up. A lot of men go to that church because they're looking for women. I was in the coffee shop this morning and a young lady, I guess she's about 18, came in with her mother to get a cup of coffee. And one of the young men, I could tell he was from the hip-hop era because his pants needed to be pulled up. Had a pretty good body build on him. Had him some dreads and whatnot. He just walked over and started talking to the girl and took out his little cell phone trying to get her number. She just, without being upset, I guess it happens to her often, she declined to give him the number, and I saw many men there in the coffee shop just trying to catch. You know, going, talking with women, meeting with women, the men looking forlorn and looking miserable. That's not the way to find a life mate. That's not what you do. You don't go up to somebody that appeals to you because they look cute and try to get their phone number and call them. And the next thing you know, you're between the sheets and you don't know what he has, what she has, who they've slept with. This is why our community is going down. You know, and I know it's human nature for people to want to hook up like that. And if this language is too bold and foul for some of you, I will mention again, don't come to this website because I'm not going to be like a lot of these so-called evangelical pastors that talk a line but never tell you what churches to stay away from. Stay away from churches run by people like Paul Morton. Stay away from churches run like people like Eddie Long, Creflo Dollar. Stay away from those churches. Those are not Christian churches. Just because they have a Bible there, just because they talk the language, it doesn't mean that it's Christian. You need to listen to a guy like me. You know what I try to tell people all the time? I try to tell them, and I say, well, you know, I don't know whether they're going to, you know, be very happy in listening to me because, number one, I'm not married, but I'm widowed. And if Lucy were still alive, she'd probably be coming in here bringing me a cup of coffee right now because I haven't had, well, I did have a cup of coffee, but all I've had to eat was a little can of pears and a cup of coffee. I'm hungry now. And I would have said to my wife, baby, I'm kind of hungry as I do this. I wonder if you can make some food for me. And she would have said, well, when you were at the coffee shop, you should have gotten something. And she'd storm out the room. But in about 20 minutes, I'd smell the food coming in a tray of some scrambled eggs, a little sausage, a little toast, and orange juice, and something like that for my breakfast, because that's just the kind of woman she was. You never had to ask her more than once or to notify her that you were hungry, because she would take care of that. And you know what? There again, that is very offensive to many, many women. Many women would say, I'm not doing that. Man, if he's hungry like that, let him get up off his behind and go in the kitchen and make it himself. I mean, I work just as hard as he do. Honey, if that is your tone of voice, then you need to quit that job. You need to quit that job. And I know you can do it because I have a daughter that's married. And whenever I'm over there and her husband works and she's a school teacher, she works. And whenever he is hungry and wants something, she drops everything and makes it for him and don't even bat an eye. And she's 35 years old. So tell me she's old fashioned. No. You know why she's like that? Because she grew up in a house and saw her mother responding to her father in that way. You see, it's the idea. When you don't have that kind of person growing up around you to nurture you, to example or to illustrate how it should be. And Lucy knew that she would never lose me to another woman. Ladies, you want to hear something? You take care of your man. Trust me, you will never lose him to another woman, ever. It would be impossible for you to lose him to another woman. I don't know of a woman today that took care of her man in a physical way and in a sexual way, and in a loving way, in an encouraging way, that she ever lost him. She can never lose him because, simply put, she knew what being married was all about. She knew what it meant to be a wife. I like that. See, she knew what it meant to be a wife, to be married. She's not ashamed of it. Because when you're ashamed of it, you know what you're going to do? You're going to demonstrate your being ashamed of it by saying, I don't do that. He can do that himself. Now, what I'd like to do before I take this a little step further is I'd like to go into some scriptures here and show you something. I'd like you to go with me, if you will, to, I believe that's Judges chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. I want to read those verses. Now, Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father and mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me as a wife. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. He said, what did he mean by get her for me? Well, that was a custom of the day. You don't choose what this verse is teaching. And look at verse 3, if you will. Then his father and mother said to him, is there no woman amongst the daughters of your brethren or amongst all my people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines, or Philistines, if you will? Now, what this is showing is that the marriage contract, even though, you know, we all in America, we free to do whatever we cotton picking want to do. Don't nobody tell us who to marry, how to marry, what to marry, when to marry, where to marry. We figure that we so free and independent that we can do anything we want to do because of who we are. But look at what Samson's parents say to him. Why are you going to they're basically saying, why are you going to the world to get a wife? Can't you find a decent woman within the church? I'm paraphrasing this. Can't you find a decent woman within the church? I'm going to tell you guys, you better be careful going to the so-called church to try to get you a wife. Because, brother, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you, brother, something, and you better get this right now. A friend of mine told me, he said, John, it was during a time in the church where it was the scandalous men in the church that the women had to watch out for. Their parents were warning the women, be careful, that man is no good. That man is a street man. That man is a hustler out in the streets. Oh, he's coming to church, but he ain't real. Now, it's the guys that are becoming godly, and it's the women that have become the hustlers. See, this thing has been reversed. The women has become the hustlers. Now, we're going to follow this, and look what Samson said to his father. And Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me. And you see the latter part of verse 3 in Judges chapter 14. The father and mother said, boy, why don't you look out and get you a decent woman, a woman that's not going to have them street ways. And Samson told his father, get that woman for me. I want that street walking slut with that makeup on her, with them tight jeans pulled all down her behind so I can see the tattoo that she got on her cheeks. I want a woman that's all tattooed up and a woman that's going to tattoo me every time I want her to tattoo me. Oh, I'm just keeping it real. Now, if this is offensive to some of you, go on to James Dobson's website and let them talk all that stuff to you. It ain't going to give you no reality at all. And I'm telling you something, man. These young people, white and black and Hispanic and Asian too. Tattoos all on their cheeks, on their breasts, everywhere else. Marked up for life. It's scandalous. Now, if you got a wife that got a tattoo on her, the only person that's supposed to see that tattoo, gentlemen, is you. Nobody else. And if your wife is walking around styling a tattoo on her behind, what are you? Well, somebody sent me an article. And the article said that 42% of a survey that was taken is saying that women make the decisions in the household over the man. And the percentage rate is growing all the time. Now let's, wait a minute. Let's look at this. Look at verse 4. Father and his mother did not know that it was of the Lord that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. In other words, the mother and father knew that it was a right to help choose a wife for Samson, but they didn't know that even though Samson made the wrong choice, that God can take the wrong choice in who you choose in your stubbornness to work against the enemies of the Lord. Verse 5 says, so Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. See. So when you parents try to help your children and your children are headstrong and they want to do what they want to do, don't argue and fuss with them. Leave them in their madness. Hopefully, God can take what they have debauched and messed up and bring some purity out of it. All right. I said that during the second 30 minutes that I was going to present another song. And I played this for the ladies because I have a way of telling some of the ladies, I said, you know what? Some of you got men and you're going to lose a man because you can't cook. You won't cook. You want to go out and eat the wrong kinds of foods. The man ain't healthy. Your children aren't healthy. And so I thought that I would try to find some music to encourage you ladies to get back in the kitchen.
So food, talking about soul food, candy and yams, hot biscuits and big fat juicy hams. So food, talking about soul food, collard greens, hot cornbread and fat back swimming in beans. I just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks, but out in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks. Talking about soul food, plenty of good soul food. Kidney stew, hot whole cake, and that's home cooked for two. Don't cook me up no fancy line, cook me a dinner. Cook me a dinner, and if everything is tasty, I believe in letting you know. A lot of ladies think a little romance, that'll really be all you need. You eat your cooking and you take a chance. Don't feed me whiskey, gin, and wine. Cook me a dinner. Cook and serve me something tasty to chew, and maybe I realize that all I'm really longing for is you.
Wow.
My, what a delicious looking pudding.
Yeah.
Let me have a little bite. My, you really taking care of business tonight. Really got the pots on this evening. What a meal, what a meal, what a meal, what a meal.
Yeah.
Nowadays, such an awful women never learn the art of our new burn. Don't cook up where we'll go to dine.
Cook me a dinner.
Them fancy restaurants, they really are cold. They really are no soul. They can't duplicate the cooking home, the home.
Listen to this.
I'm talking to you modern women.
Listen.
I'm talking to you new style women in your fancy clothes.
Talk, sister.
And phony pose.
Your phony pose.
Plenty of prim, 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 prance around.
Yeah.
But nothing that you put down make your man gain a pound.
Right.
A man will do an awful lot of looking, but he's always got the home to get his cooking.
That's right.
Don't get too fancy, ladies. Keep something cooking apart.
Yes.
Just feed your man one good meal every day. Sit him down there.
Sit him down there.
Then watch him working. Every bite plays a part. Fills him up and feeds him. Gives him a warmer kind of feeling in his heart.
Yeah.
You find yourself a woman.
Yes.
You like the way she looks.
Right.
She's charming and she's pretty.
Uh-huh.
But she say it's lots of trouble to cook.
Make her cook. Make her cook. Listen to this.
Make her cook.
Make her cook. Listen, ladies. Listen to the words.
You meet up with a Debbie.
Yes.
She's in the social book.
Social book.
She lovely and she love you.
Yes.
But she pay a servant double to cook.
Make her cook. Make her cook. There it is. Listen.
If a woman can cook, it don't matter much how she look.
Don't matter how she look.
I just found a woman.
I just found a woman. She's not much for looks.
But up in the kitchen.
What?
She tends to business and cooks.
I'm talking about soul food. Yeah.
Plenty of good soul food.
Kidney stew. Listen.
Hot biscuits. And that's home cooking for two. Hot cornbread.
Hot cornbread. Yeah.
Hot whole cake. And that's real down, down. Home, home cooking for two.
Well, you know, that got me in trouble when I played that at the women's retreat. Got up and walked out. Walked out. I said, man, this old guy is nuts. This guy is crazy. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Can I share something with you? Oh, I'm sorry. I have a lot of music, and you know I like jazz. Progressive jazz. This is Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Everybody's Bopping, the album. And that one is called Home Cooking. 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Very nice. I have music all around me. Love listening to it, because if you listen to good music, then you understand life. And this, of course, this too, way back in the day. What does it say? Let me share some. Let me look at the, take out the little magazine and see what this thing is all about. Because I've never read the magazine on that. I recall when I was a young man, I would hear them sing. And of course, they're not together anymore. But just let me read what it says about this, and then you will understand. Yeah, here it is right here. This is what I wanted to read. I wanted to read something on home cooking. It says, another Horace Silver sensation. This one is still performed, they said, by John Hendrix and company to great acclaim. A straightforward delineation of the desires of one who was left in the pod, a definite solution to the problem caused by the splitting. Oh, no. Here it is. Horace Silver's brilliant composition for his group that, like of Horace's compositions, cries out for words. And they talk about that vocal version.